CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fired Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, firedupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fired Up with CJ. Today we have sex therapist Dr. Lori Watson and a relationship scholar and author of Wanting Sex Again. I'm Cassandra and I'm here with CJ and Dr. Lori. And you can find shows like this on firedupwithcj.com or iTunes. You can download it for free on both sites. You can also tune in to CJ on her Facebook, and that's also Fired Up with CJ. You can contact her there and follow her and stalk her like I do and see what's going on with her. Thank and you. Ask her any questions and get a hold of her there.
You're the Thank best you. Stalker ever, Cassandra.
I tell everyone I stalk every one of our hosts. I have to for my job, but it's also kind of fun and see what everyone's doing and pictures, and I don't know, it's kind of fun.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Lori.
Thank you.
So we're going to have fun. We're going to continue to have fun. And we're going to be talking about Lori's book, Wanting Sex Again. And in that book, it talks about six erotic tasks that all couples, and in the book, it was kind of written as like newly married couples that kind of like conversation they should have. But I read through it and thought, you know, I need to have this conversation with my husband, too, right? Sure. It's at any age, at any point.
Right. There can be remedial learning, absolutely.
Oh, thanks for calling me remedial.
I wish that young couples got this kind of information before they married.
I know.
I think it would save a lot of heartache.
I know. It's almost, I think that before you have a kid, there should be a whole package of information. You get like, by the way, here's the package of information. Yes. And I think right after you get married, someone should give you a whole package of information, of which it's like an operating manual, right? Like you want to have a good marriage. Here's six things that you really ought to talk about, because this will help sustain and maintain happiness, harmony, you know. But it's a practical, the conversations that you mention are infinitely practical, right? They're not, they're not hard conversations to have, I don't think, either, honestly.
Right.
Maybe they are for some people.
Well, I think some people don't talk very well about sex, and we have a culture who is titillated by sexual information, but it's not necessarily a mutual conversation between a man and a woman or between partners who are talking about, you know, what do we like? What do I like? That's so vulnerable.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Like, it's the guy watching the pornography.
Yes. Right, which is the worst place to get information about sex.
Right. So the actual conversations and kind of the practical part of it is kind of eliminated from a lot of the dialogue. Even in my kids' sexual education class, where you think, you know, maybe you should introduce a little bit more, still they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ton, and they're doing a lot more than they did when I would look at pictures in a diagram that I was like, what is that, a fallopian what, you know, now they literally show a penis and a vagina, and they show
they don't, however, show the clitoris. Do you know that?
Really?
Like, the center of a woman's whole sexual pleasure center is not even shown. It's
That's
the fallopian tubes in the uterus and the vagina, but not necessarily her inner parts of her vulva, which
right.
is crazy.
The most critical part.
You know, really important part there.
Yeah. You need to work with the sex ed people, I think.
Yes.
Next mission.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so we're going to play some we're going to play some erotic games.
We are?
On the radio.
Oh,
all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go through as many tasks as we can. So you had six erotic tasks,
okay.
But let's pretend I'm a guy. I already have my arms crossed and my legs crossed, and I'm listening to you, my wife. And this could be two women, two men. I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying, like, two partners talking to each other. But in this hypothetical example, you're the wife, I'm the husband. So help me bring up these challenging conversations. Like, when should I bring it up? What should I say? How do I bring it up so that my partner's like, oh, no, I'm not going to talk about this crap.
Right. Do we have to talk about it?
Again?
Can't we just do it?
Exactly.
We could have done it in the time frame that we're talking about it.
Exactly.
Maybe I should be the guy. No. I think that what I would say to you is, you know, I noticed that it seems like you're unhappy a lot with what's happening between us sexually. And I know I have my share of issues, and I really want to talk with you about your perception of what's going on between us and how it is for you. Can you tell me sort of, maybe let's start with how we initiate sex, and are you happy with how it's going, with the balance between us of who's doing it? What are you feeling about that?
I just want to have sex more often. I mean, okay. It's as simple as that. There's not a lot of conversing that needs to happen here.
Mm-hmm. I think that I hear that from you, that you want to have sex more often. And I also have noticed a pattern where you don't initiate as much. Can you tell me why you're not initiating as much?
What do I need to do to initiate? I mean, I say, let's have sex, and you're kind of, I am initiating.
Right.
I'm saying, let's have sex.
Right, and you do initiate verbally like that, and I appreciate that. I think for me, I'm really more of a touch kind of person, so I love it when you come up behind me and kiss my neck. I love it when you slip your arms around my waist when we're standing talking to people. That makes me feel close to you and like you're proud of me. And it actually turns my body on, you know, starts turning my body on. So I think for me, I love the physical initiation. And maybe what you need from me is more of a verbal initiation. Maybe you want me to say, you know, I want to make love to you more directly. Is that what you're asking?
Well, that would be a miracle, but yes, that would be quite nice.
Have you been in my office, CJ?
I hang around a lot of guys. I can channel guys pretty easily.
You're doing great. You're doing really great. Okay, so you are unhappy with the way it goes, and you want me to be more direct. And probably the one physical thing that I don't like that you do is when you come up when I'm cooking in the kitchen and kind of grab my breast from behind and bump me with an erection. That to me is too fast. You know, I feel like there's this expectation of I have to do something with your erection, and I don't like that one. I like a softer,
okay,
gentler, maybe more subtle approach physically.
Okay, but that's kind of how I'm feeling. You're telling me that you want me to kind of have physical contact. That's a physical contact I am making. So even that's not okay?
So I guess sometimes you want me to come up and just grab you directly.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so either you want a direct approach. You want me to say it, I want to make love right now, or you want me to show you by a very direct and explicit touch.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you to feel like you want my body, like it's a desirable thing for you versus kind of this, I don't know, repulsive. Sometimes I feel like you're repulsed by me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that I've been sort of socialized. I, you know, when I was dating other guys, I never looked directly at his crotch. That was not something that felt like a nice girl did.
Mm.
So it is for me a little bit difficult to now be in a married role where, you know, you want your genitals to be admired and looked at and appreciated and talked about, and you show them to me and say, look at this, woohoo, and I, you know, and I feel shy about that, but I will work on that and grow in that.
Well, that would be nice. So what you want me to do then is to what again?
Okay, I am glad to tell you anytime you need me to, but I think I like a more subtle approach. I like to be approached sexually through physical touch, and so I would love for you to, you know, kiss the back of my neck, hold my hand at the movies, start touching my thigh on the way home. Those sort of slower warm-ups really work for me. I also feel like, to me, I need time with you to connect. So, you know, if it's a Saturday afternoon and we've been with the kids all day and you come up and bump me in the kitchen with an erection, I'm feeling stressed. I need a transition time. So I want to wait until we get the babysitter there and the kids out to play, sit down with you, have a glass of wine, talk for 20 minutes, maybe then go upstairs and make love before we go out to dinner. And then, you know, we're sort of connected all night long, and that would feel really good to me. But
okay,
I need a little
bit
of transition.
I think I can do that. I mean, it's going to take some work, but I think, and I may need your help to remind me, because, I mean, it's hard. It's hard as a guy. I mean, honestly, you really don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're so different, and that's why I really wanted to have this conversation. I feel like we're clearing the air. We are so radically different from each other, and the way we get aroused and the speed with which we get aroused, you know, kind of worries me. I see your erection, and I think he's, you know, you're ready for intercourse, and I may not be ready for intercourse for a half an hour of touching. And so I think you're going to be really disappointed in me because it takes my body so long to catch fire and so much more touching. And I don't really like you to start touching me on my genitals until I feel warmed up. And I know that sounds crazy to you, but I like to snuggle and talk and be naked for like 15 minutes. And I like you to rub my back and my feet before you go for it. And sometimes we're in bed and you just reach down and start touching my clitoris and it's like, I feel nothing there because I'm not warmed up enough to feel anything. And then I just conclude it's not my night. And then I say, well, you go ahead. And then it's a bummer for me.
It's like warming up the car in the wintertime. That's what I'm getting.
Yes. Yes. I need a lot of warm up and it's winter, a long winter for me.
Okay. We have to take a break. I was
okay.
Trying to be a guy.
That was fun.
All right, that was fantastic. All right, folks.
Okay.
We're going to be right back, and we're still going to talk a little bit more about a crazy good sex life and still raising a family. We'll be right back.
Okay.